תפילת החברים.
The prayer of the friends. Beloved Creator, thank you for giving us this environment, this great environment. Open our hearts to create a vessel suitable to receive your light. Give the friends strength to feel the love and connection between us. Help us receive your importance and greatness through the friends, Rav, and the books, to reveal your love among us and bring it to humanity. Amen.
In the hall, stand up, wait for the microphone and ask loud and clearly. Article, can something negative come down from above? Rav, please.
Is it possible? Seemingly, no. So why is there even a question? Apparently, here we need to see the answer, that indeed from the heavens there could be something negative or something positive, but we need to see the goal in both of them. Apparently, we will see. I don't know. Let's
go. Can something negative come down from above? An explanation on what was said in article number 14 about the words in the Zohar Pinchas. If Israel were rewarded, it would come down like a lion of fire to eat the offerings. If they were not rewarded, it would come down there like a dog of fire. It was asked about it, how can something negative come down from above? We understand that what comes from above is to do good. When something not positive comes, what correction comes out of it? Of which we can say that it came from above like a dog of fire. After all, this is not positive. We should understand this with an allegory. A person who had a sick son went to the doctor who gave him a medicine. However, this didn't help his son. Friends advised him that since there is a great professor here, although he charges a lot of money, it is worthwhile seeing him because he is a great expert. When they came to him, he examined the sick child and said that his son was dangerously ill, and named the child's illness. The man paid him the price they agreed on in advance, and when he returned to his home, he told his friends, "You advised me to go to see this great expert, and that it's worthwhile to pay him a lot of money." But in the end, what did the great expert do? He said that my son has a worse illness than the doctor who is not an expert told me. Was it worthwhile for me to pay so much money so he would tell me that my son has such a terrible illness? After all, why do I go to a doctor? To heal the patient, not to say that my son has a terrible disease. The friends told him that according to the great expert's diagnosis of his precise illness, now we know how to cure him. Curing the illness does not require a great doctor, because we already know which medicine to prescribe to every illness. The important thing is to know what is the real illness. It turns out that the large sum you pay a great expert compared to a doctor who is not an expert is to determine precisely what is the illness. It turns out that determining the flaw, which is considered negative, is nonetheless positive. That is, knowing the illness is actually a correction, because now he knows what to correct. It turns out that knowing the illness is part of the healing of the illness, since it is impossible to heal the illness if he does not know the cause of the illness. Therefore, when a dog of fire comes down, the image of the dog indicates that the lower ones are under the rule of self-love, which the Zohar calls Hav Hav, like a dog. It is considered positive, for now we know what to correct, that all you need is to correct the vessels of reception. It turns out that the image of the dog of fire that comes down from above comes for the purpose of correction, not for the purpose of corruption. Therefore, this too is regarded as positive and not negative. Everything that comes from above, though it seems like a flaw to the lower one, when the lower ones examine, they see that it is all for their sake, so they will know what they must correct in advance. An explanation to article number 14 concerning the corporeal will to receive, which is only half a degree of the will to receive. When he receives the spiritual will to receive, he is complemented with the complete will to receive. It therefore follows that when he has a corporeal will to receive, he's not as bad, so why does he need to receive the spiritual will to receive to be worse? Therefore, I would say that it is better to stay in the corporeal will to receive. Why should I exert to obtain the spiritual will to receive and become worse? And why should one enter a place of danger that he may not be able to correct? Therefore, it is certainly better to stay with the corporeal will to receive, meaning that all his passions will be only for corporeal things and no desire for spirituality at all. It is written in the introduction to the Book of Zohar, the first division is to obtain the excessive will to receive without restraints in its full, corrupted measure from under the hands of the four impure worlds, Abiyah. If we do not have that corrupted will to receive, we will not be able to correct it. For one cannot correct that which is not in him. Thus we have no choice but to do things that will bring us the attainment of the spiritual will to receive. But that too is not easy. A person may obtain the spiritual will to receive because it depends on the measure of faith. That is, a person must first believe that there is spirituality, and it is more important than any corporeal pleasure. To the extent that it is worth relinquishing corporeal pleasures in order to obtain spiritual pleasures. Hence, this is a lot of work, and not everyone can obtain it. And yet, this is still regarded as bad, meaning that he has obtained a corrupt will to receive. This is the meaning of from Lo Lishma, one comes to Lishma. That is, first one must achieve the degree of Lo Lishma. And then it is possible to correct it to Lishma. For it is impossible to intend where there is no action. Once there is an act, it is possible to try to make the act follow the right path called for the Creator. According to the above, it turns out that we have four general discernments in man's work, which he needs in order to achieve the completeness for which he was created. One, receive in order to receive. Two, bestow in order to receive. Three, bestow in order to bestow. Four, receive in order to bestow. The first discernment, receiving in order to receive, is the first degree, and the creatures were born with this discernment. That is, they understand nothing more than self-love. They have no interest in doing anything good to anyone, and are totally immersed, according to the nature with which they were born, in the will to receive only for themselves. The whole world is in this state, and there is no difference from one to another. The second discernment is bestowing in order to receive. This is a degree that transcends the majority of the people, who are used to doing things only in order to receive, while that person performs an act of bestowal. However, we must explain why he wants to be different from the rest of the world, meaning to do things contrary to the nature with which he was born. At that time, he tells his body, know that by performing an act of bestowal, you will receive more pleasure. He lets his body understand that it is worthwhile to believe that it will pay off. If the body believes it, it lets him work to the extent that it believes that it will pay off to cancel acts of self-reception and perform acts of bestowal. This is called Lolishma, of which our sages said, from Lolishma we come to Lishma. This is a springboard for moving from state to state, from a state of Lolishma to a state of Lishma, since with respect to the act, they are the same. That is, you cannot discern and say that there is something to add to an act Lishma. Therefore, because in terms of the act, they are the same, there is no work here as far as action. Rather, their entire work is in the intention. This means that they need only to think if the act they are performing is truly because of the commandment of the Creator. For the Creator commanded us to do mitzvot, and we want to keep His mitzvot, because it is a great reward for us to serve Him. And He has also let us know how we can serve Him.
At
that time comes the work of scrutiny, if this is really so, that his sole intention in Torah and Mitzvot is to bestow, or he has other considerations, meaning considerations of self-love. And this is why he observes Torah and Mitzvot. When he sees that he is still far from performing all his actions for the Creator, he needs a true scrutiny. There are many people who do not have that scrutiny of the truth, who think that they are really working for the Creator, although they are not 100% Lishma. They usually feel that this is Lishma, though there is still more to add concerning Lishma.
אבל באמת אין להם הרגשה אמיתית או מצד טבעם.
However, the truth is that they do not have the true perception, either because of their nature or because they did not have a good teacher to show them how not to deceive themselves. Therefore, they cannot achieve Lishma, because Lishma is called truth and Lo Lishma is called falsehood. However, there should be a medium between truth and falsehood, so as to be a springboard from falsehood to the truth.
והאמצעי בין אמת לשקר הוא שקר באמת. היינו, שיש שקר.
The medium between truth and falsehood is a lie in truth. In other words, there is a lie, but it is not really a lie, because he is thinking of a lie that is true. That is, he is going by the path of falsehood, but thinks it is the truth. It turns out that it is not really a lie. However, if he knows that he is going in falsehood, then he is walking on the path of truth, because he knows that it is actually a lie. At that time, he has a springboard. For only then he can really come into the actual truth, meaning from truth of falsehood into truth of truth. As long as one does not know that he is going by the path of falsehood, why should he change his way and go by another way? If he does not have the understanding that he's in falsehood, only if he comes to know that he really is in falsehood, he will be able to change his way and go by the path of truth.
It
therefore turns out that if a person already has the path of truth, he is going on the path of Lishma, though he is still halfway through. For example, a person who wants to go to Jerusalem gets in a car and drives according to sign that says Jerusalem. However, even when has traveled 80 or 90% of the way to Jerusalem, he is still not in Jerusalem. Only when he actually comes to Jerusalem can you say that he is in Jerusalem. It is likewise in spirituality. If we say that Jerusalem is called truth, meaning Lishma, then before a person enters Lishma, which is the truth, we have to say that he is still in falsehood, meaning in Lo Lishma, which is called falsehood. Even when he has gone almost all the way and he is standing by the gate called truth, which is Lishma, he is still outside. It turns out that a person cannot know if he has achieved Lishma before he is rewarded with entering Lishma.
אבל מתי האדם יכול לדעת אם הוא כבר
But when can one know if he has already entered the degree of Lishma? What is the sign by which to know that now he is in the degree of truth?
והתשובה לזה אנו מוצאים בהקדמה לתעס אות נון וב.
We find the answer to this in the introduction to Tess. Item 56. By this you will understand what our sages said. How is repentance until he who knows all mysteries will testify that he will not turn back to folly? This seems perplexing, for who can go up to heaven and hear the Creator's testimony? Also, before whom should the Creator testify? It is not enough that the Creator himself knows that the person has repented wholeheartedly and will not sin again. From what is explained, the matter is very simple. Indeed, one is not completely certain that he will not sin again before he has been rewarded with the above clarified guidance of reward and punishment, meaning the revelation of the face. That revelation of the face on the part of the Creator is called testimony. This is why he was given a clear sign, meaning, until he who knows all mysteries will testify to him. It turns out that when a person has achieved bestowal, he is rewarded with the revelation of the face of the Creator. This is called, he who knows all mysteries testifies about him that he has achieved Lishma. This is called the third discernment, bestowing in order to bestow, regarded as having achieved Lishma, which means that he has achieved the degree of truth. This came to him through the springboard, which is to come from Lo Lishma to Lishma. But certainly, with all the conditions that we have to abide by, so as not to remain in Lo Lishma. And after he has completed the degree of bestowing in order to bestow, comes the fourth discernment, which is receiving in order to bestow. This is the degree of wholeness. This means that he has achieved the degree where he says, I want to receive the light and pleasure because I know that I want to keep the purpose of creation. For the Creator created creation because he desires to do good to his creations. Therefore, he wants to receive the delight and pleasure from the Creator, as this is his will. For the reason of self-love, he has no desire or craving for this, since he has already achieved the degree of equivalence of form called bestowing in order to bestow. Therefore, now he wants to obey the Creator's will, which is his desire to do good to his creations. We should know that there is the matter of the purpose of creation and the matter of correction of creation. The purpose of creation is to do good to his creations, meaning that the creatures will receive delight and pleasure. It turns out that the more they receive pleasure, the more the Creator enjoys. Therefore, one who is on a degree of completeness wants to always receive much delight and pleasure. As was explained, this is the purpose of creation, to do good to his creations. But one who has achieved the degree of bestowing in order to bestow, which is dvikut, adhesion and equivalence of form, it is still only the correction of creation. This means that creation must come to a state where they received delight and pleasure, and after receiving all the pleasures, they will still remain in bestowal. This is called receiving in order to bestow.
אני לא הבנתי מה זה בחינה ממוצעת בין אמת לשקר.
I didn't understand what is the medium between truth and false.
The falsehood of truth.
What is that?
Or a truth of falsehood.
Kilo, ken.
Well, seemingly, yes. Anyone else?
Раф, там он пишет, чтобы понять, что он из Лулишма пришел Лишма, должен раскрыться лик Творца. Что такое раскрытие лика Творца, который засвидетельствует?
He writes that in order to come from Lulishma to Lishma, the revelation of the face of the Creator is needed. What is that the Creator testifies that he won't return to folly?
That only the reforming light, if one will receive it, through this light, he will come closer to the Creator, he will see him, understand him. This is what will correct him finally, so that he will no longer return to the state that he had before. This means that a person must reach a state where the upper light, the Creator, that is, testifies on him that he will not turn back to folly.
הוא כותב, יש הרבה אנשים שאין להם...
He writes, there are many people who don't have the scrutiny of truth. How to learn to better clarify the truth and deceive myself less?
Adhere to the environment. Adhere to the environment. There is no more.
בדיוק, יש לנו אמצעי שנקרא סירייה.
Exactly, we have a means called a ten, and how do we use the ten to scrutinize the truth?
As
much as you adhere more to the ten, not to one or two out of the ten, let's not consider that you are adhering to the environment, but rather to everyone, then it is possible to say that you already begin to belong in your vessel to spirituality.
How to perceive the ten as a single body, and like you say, you know, one, set, two, second, third.
This is very important. Otherwise, you're not really touching the ten. You're not touching it. You need to see your whole environment as much as it is, 3, 4, or maybe 9 or 10, it doesn't matter how many, and to adhere to them, so that everything that you do, you are doing it for them, and through them to the Creator. That comes later.
And
still I can't seem to change the approach that these from the ten are going with me and the others are going with me less. What do I do?
So accordingly, you have to relate to them in a certain way, to these more, to these less, to these this way, to those that way. The most important is that in the end you want to see the ten as a single complex.
So I still see the ten as a single whole, but in that whole I do see those that are less moving on the path and those that are more, but it's a complete picture.
If you will relate to them this way, then you will reach a state where you will see that they are all walking on the path. However, there is a difference in the kind of work they do. the manners of the work,
maybe also in the conditions that each one receives.
Well, yes, according.
I wanted to ask about the difference between the third and fourth states. He writes that the third state is already considered lo lishma, and that this is called dvekut, an equivalence of form. So what do you need more than that? Why? What's missing? What is he missing?
What's missing is in practice, in action, to resemble the Creator. Every person who adheres to the ten should resemble the Creator in that he brings to the ten, he passes on to the ten all of the forces.
But isn't Lishma in practice? And if he's in Lishma, is not in actuality?
But it depends on which degree of Lishma.
When he writes about bestowing in order to bestow,
well, that's not enough.
But he calls it Lishma.
Yes, because it's not for himself.
But
in that he's not bestowing yet.
How is he not bestowing if he's already in Dvekut, an equivalence of form? What do you need more than that?
But it's not complete adhesion. He's not receiving.
What is it in the third state that prevents wholeness that you have in the fourth state?
What's in the fourth state that is missing in the third state? The difference between Bina and Keter and Bina and Malchut is that Bina does not receive.
Bina is gar.
Bina is Gal. However, Zat of Bina receives and passes on. It gives. It fills the other vessels.
So
the work in Lishma doesn't end, meaning attaining Lishma is not the end of the work.
Lishma
incorporates two degrees, to bestow in order to bestow and receive in order to bestow.
And what's the difference in Lishma between the degrees?
No, do you use the vessels of reception or not?
Even though we always say ultimately that the correction is over the intention, but it's not just the intention, ultimately it's the desire too.
Well, an intention which is above using the desires. To bestow in order to bestow is half Bina, to receive in order to bestow is all of Bina. That incorporates both the Keter as well as Malchut.
So the addition of the third state is what? Is using the desire as well in that?
Uses the desire to bestow and the desire to...
אני רוצה לשאול פה על הבירור של אמת.
I want to ask about the scrutiny of truth. He says there are many people who don't do the scrutiny and they think that whatever they do is for the sake of heaven and 100%, and they're all good. And there are people who always feel far, meaning they do the scrutiny of truth, and in practice, every time they check, they see that they're really not 100% in Lishma. What's the benefit of this scrutiny of truth that always gives a person a feeling that is not okay?
The benefit is that he can advance more, that he can reach a higher degree, a greater degree of lolishma.
So it's as if the progress depends on how much a person can suffer all the time.
That too, yes.
He blames the other people who think they do everything lishma. He says they don't have a true feeling, either because of their nature or because they didn't have a good teacher, educator showing them how not to deceive themselves.
What is this
direction of the teacher who shows his students how not to deceive themselves?
So that the upper light doesn't influence them, so that they can see that they haven't yet reached the full correction.
In the 10,
we need to help each other be in a scrutiny of truth all the time.
Certainly, but we don't know what the truth is. We have to be in a 10, and each one should show an example to the others, an external example. In externality of how we need to behave.
Okay. Okay,
he said another thing, that one cannot add an intention if he doesn't have an action, as if the intention has to come after an action.
Yes, the intention is the result of the action. If I perform a correct action, then my intention also improves and it becomes more clean,
more pure.
If a person is not corrected, what action can he do? What action is he talking about? That it will then give him an intention, or that he can look for an intention? What actions are we talking about?
Acts of connection. Acts of connection. This is how he starts the article, actually.
So
if someone is doing the maximum he can in connecting to the friends, caring for them as much as he can, but ultimately he sees that the calculation is that it's not truth, that he does it for self-benefit, or, you know.
Even if he does it for himself, however, did he receive from that some new points of scrutiny?
The
result of this calculation is always that you feel that you're bad, not walking on the path of truth, and so on.
And isn't it good that you received such scrutinies?
It's
like the good doctor that tells you you have a serious disease. It's good, but it's unpleasant.
It's not pleasant. Truth? Or not the truth? That's what it's all about.
It seems like the first stage, there's no work. All the world pretty much is in that state. When the point in the heart shines, we enter the second stage. Second, and here we are told, start bestowing, and we say there's great reward in here, so I'll start studying Kabbalah, I'll try to bestow in order to receive at first.
Well, that's how everyone starts, yes?
Then it seems like most of our work is just the movement from the second to the third degree. So the whole study of Kabbalah until a person enters Lishma is that shift from 2 to 3.
Yes, that's the most important.
So it begs some intermediate degree of bestowing in order to receive, in order to bestow. Because after the first campus course, you understand that it's insufficient to bestow in order to receive. You understand that's not good, that you can't just stay in a feeling like I came here to benefit big time. You have to change your intention. The feeling is that quite quickly, when you enter the wisdom of Kabbalah, you start from wanting to benefit big time, and then at least those who stay in the study understand that this is not the formula that is being offered to us here. Baal Sulam Rabash, we do not offer to people come and benefit, make a big profit, but ultimately you'll have to bestow on love and give,
which is It's a means.
To reach the final correction, yes.
Well,
so we're not exactly in two and we're not exactly in three. We're like in between two and three.
No, not
well, let's say so.
So it's
weird that it's not, it doesn't deserve a whole degree.
If
this is basically almost all of our work until we cross the barrier, break into Lishma, the whole work is not two or three, it's something in between.
One is to receive. Two is
that I bestow in order to receive. So I come to bestow to the friends, but it's in order for me to enjoy it.
Okay.
But we're not in that. Those who are in that don't find themselves that they stay in the studies for a long time. Because you understand you have to come out of that, that it's not the end of the path. What I'm saying is, we're spending the whole time not in two and not in three, but it doesn't have a place here. And he explains that it's a transition. How would you call that? Let's say it's not two or three, then what would be the name that you give to this work we do?
What is his intention?
The intention is to come from two to three.
Well, what's his action?
The action is connecting with the ten.
Dudi, what are you looking at me for?
Waiting for the answer.
I don't
have any answer.
Спасибо. Хотелось бы вот такую точку прояснить. Вы сказали, что если мы правильно выполняем...
I wanted to scrutinize the following point. You said that if we operate correctly with the actions of connections, our intentions also improve. They have to get better. So I wanted to scrutinize. What is the right action in order for an action to be considered as correct? It's enough that it's towards connection?
That's sufficient.
Beseder.
All right.
And
last one, Italy one.
Dear Rav, what has to be our answer when from the above arrives the knowledge of the bad, the evil? Don't we feel more distance from him and the prayer becomes more harder? How it is possible during revelation of the evil not to be far and to be in adhesion with the Creator?
Rakhibur?
Only connection. Nothing besides that. Besides that, there is nothing. Yes, Dudi?
If I can ask about something you said before, how can we see the whole ten as a one whole?
Yeah, that's a question. This is, I would say, the central question. I think that we should read again the article and then think of the solution. Okay?
After reading the article a second time, I understood that the spiritual will to receive is also a high matter. It means that a person prefers spiritual pleasures over all the corporeal pleasures.
Right.
How does a person attain such a desire?
He gets an illumination from above that helps him advance. Then he sees that to engage in the will to bestow is higher than engaging with the will to receive altogether.
So we can bring him down like
I mean, he didn't get all the pleasures in the world, which would determine that I want only spirituality.
Okay.
So how does he really know that that's the only thing that he wants?
He sees that according to his desire. He doesn't have to go through all pleasure that exists in the world. He doesn't have to. But he feels that everything goes according to a person's feelings. If a person feels that I don't want more than this, it's a sign that he got to the biggest desire according to his opinion. He can't compare it to anyone.
That a person is given such a desire means that he's ready to go on to Lishma?
Yes.
Thank you, Rav.
Ken.
Yep.
No, Ken.
Well, yeah. He doesn't believe I'm letting him ask.
רציתי לשאול,
במדרגת ההכנה, I wanted to ask, the degree of preparation we're in, it's like very odd. We're going through all the discernments he mentions in the article, but like all of them.
Yeah.
So what
are we doing in our degree of preparation compared to these true degrees?
It's a preparation. It's like, exercises.
What's happening to us as we do these exercises? Where is it built?
That you can depict for yourself such degrees as if you're already on them, as if you're working on them, uplifting above them or falling from them and so on. But all these things, it's a preparation. It's not true.
Ultimately, this preparation leads to something without which we can reach the truth, right?
Yes.
So what is truly built that brings us to the truth?
A willingness to reach the truth.
Thank you.
Yes, Moshe.
Yes, Moshe.
In the state of second discernment, I understand that a person does actions of connection in the group, explains to the body, it's worthwhile for you, it'll be better for you. He can't do any action otherwise, right?
Yeah.
So a person can be stuck like in this state a long time, right? Tells his body, it'll be better for you like this. And everyone can imagine to himself what he wants. What triggers a person to get out of this and find the fuel to actually do some action? Because he has to do something. What is the cause?
What causes him to go to the third phase? Why? The third phase is already...
It's Lishma, right?
Yeah.
So what, how do I not remain in this, that I just come here and connect, I tell my body, if I'm here, the body must have gotten some fuel to get here, I must be convincing it, and it stands reward.
Yeah, but you have nothing to give to the Creator. As you said, this second phase still has no result.
That's clear. There's no equivalence of form yet here. So what does trigger it?
You're lacking vessels of reception.
Reception?
Yeah, vessels of reception to receive in order to bestow.
That's why I'm asking, what causes a person to work without fuel?
Without fuel, a person can't work. His fuel is to identify with the Creator, even though he has vessels of reception.
What makes the transition? This, that I'm working by convincing my body it's worthwhile for you to actually being able to work on, let's say, a different fuel. What makes this transition?
Only the greatness of the Creator. Only the greatness of the Creator can help with that.
Can you explain the second discernment? The second discernment is bestowing in order to bestow. This is a degree that transcends the majority of the people who are used to doing things only in order to receive, while that person performs an act of bestowal. However, he must explain why he wants to be different from the rest of the world, meaning to do things contrary to the nature with which he was born. At that time, he tells his body, no, that by performing an act of bestowal, you will receive more pleasure. He lets his body understand that it is worthwhile to believe that it will pay off. And if the body believes it, it lets him work to the extent that it believes that it will pay off to cancel acts of self-reception and perform acts of bestowal. This is called lo lishma, of which our sages said, from lo lishma we come to lishma.
That's what you meant?
Yes, yes. And we still haven't exited our nature here, right? It's the lo lishma. And he's trying to convince his body, right? Give him excuses, it'll be better off for you, right? The next world, whatever. So he could stay like this for the rest of his life. What triggers the transition?
No. If he won't start working with his alter, he see if he'll never reach equivalence to the Creator. The person works with his will to receive, just as the Creator works with the will to bestow.
And
by this, they can reach equivalence, identification.
I understand correctly that this, that I convince the body to connect, right, that's clear. You have to convince it to work. But still, I have to try to aim myself to work lishma. And then this inversion will really happen.
Towards bestowal. So the Creator works simply. He works in bestowal. And man has to work in bestowal only through the force of reception that is revealed in him.
I
wanted to ask regarding what he writes about attainment of the spiritual will to receive, that he writes that we can attain it only in the extent that we believe that there is spirituality.
Yeah.
So I wanted to ask regarding letting go of, what's the difference between faith and appreciation of the society? Is there a connection between the two?
To the extent that you appreciate society, you're going to attain the spiritual force in order to help society, in order to save it. Yeah.
So the force of concession, right, that I can concede, like of corporeal pleasures, it doesn't come from the society?
The force itself, yes. As much as you are incorporated in society, you have this force to concede. But to decide about it, you have to do that even before.
And then, well, I can relinquish corporeal pleasures because I reveal that they're bad. Evil.
Yeah.
So the force of revelation of recognition of evil comes also from the society?
Recognition of evil can come from society, but through the Creator, obviously.
And then, so I have to first appreciate the society and then I see the evil?
Again?
By appreciating the society?
Yeah.
then I begin to identify the evil in my attitude towards them. So where is the trigger now that I see that my attitude towards the society is something bad that I have to relinquish?
That you discover in your work in society.
I'm asking in order to know how to hasten it, because let's say I'm sitting with my friends, could be half an hour, I could feel them to be more or less important, but I don't feel sufficient, let's say, recognition of evil to really relinquish something. In order for the effort with what we're doing together, to recognize the evil, where can I attain here some vessel here?
Ask the Creator for forces, and then you'll see how much of them you get or not.
Yes, Oren.
Yes, Oren.
להמשיך את הבירור של מושי.
To continue Moshe's scrutiny here, we need to advance from the intention to receive to the intention to bestow, right?
אז אנחנו עושים כל מיני פעולות מתייגעים ב...
So we do all sorts of actions to make an effort in study, in connection, in dissemination, everything our teachers told us to do. We have a goal to advance to equivalence of form with the Creator. But the inner forces in the first stages are still on the intention to receive, whatever we may do. You can sit 7,000 years, sit, study together, and so on. The forces inside are still on the intention to receive, and they have to switch to on the intention to bestow. So what determines if a person will remain stuck in actions of study, connection, dissemination, where his inner engine is still on the intention to receive? To this, he's already disconnected from that, and he's given this engine of the intention to bestow. That depends on the person. What exactly is dependent on him in order to be privileged with this transition, with this exchange from one engine to the other?
Only with help from above. Salvation of the Creator. You'll find that in many places. Here only the Creator.
In what is the salvation of the Creator dependent on?
The desire of the Creator.
What can awaken that desire?
Prayer.
And when a person is privileged with the salvation of the Creator, he transitions from the second to the third discernment here?
Okay, but
according to the desire of the Creator.
Okay, so if he is privileged with the salvation of the Creator, he enters Lishma, the third discernment here?
According to the desire of the Creator.
So I'm asking that what's his reward then in this third discernment?
Whatever the Creator decides.
So what? Is the person here, what is he here if everything is according to the Creator?
To correct and continue. Otherwise he falls.
Rav, the spiritual will to receive seems to be indefinite. Does that mean we have to agree to work on corrections forever, indefinite? And enjoy it.
We need to agree to everything only to not separate from the Creator. Meaning through the ten, we want to be directed to Him. And no matter what, we need to be aimed and expecting only that connection through the ten to the Creator. Thirteen commandments. The 613 mitzvot commandments, considered the holy names, are private providence for all who approach the reception of the godly abundance. One must experience all these orders without a single exception. Hence, the complete ones crave them with their hearts and souls to keep them down to their corporeal branches, as it is written, in every place where I mention my name, I will come to you and bless you.
Questions? What?
אם אפשר להסביר מה כתוב פה, מתחיל התרי"ג מצוות בבחינת שמות הקדושים. מה זה?
Can you explain what it says here? The necessity to observe the 613 מצוות, considered holy names?
The 613 commandments have both lights and vessels, and they can correct us and change us. And what we receive by their bestowal, by their influence, is called the holy names.
And what are 613 mitzvot commandments?
It is lights that are bestowed upon us from the head, the rosh of the world of Atzilut. I could maybe even say from Ein Sof, that their purpose is to correct our will to receive and the intention to bestow.
What does it depend on us? That these lights will come upon us, sorry.
To the extent we request, we want them to come and change us.
It's also written here, hence the complete ones crave them with their hearts and souls to keep them down to their corporeal branches.
Yes.
What does it mean to keep them down to their corporeal branches?
That all those people who, according to their nature, according to their soul, can, by these lights, by these six illuminations, to correct themselves, to improve themselves, by the change of their desires, they draw this light from above and bring it all the way down.
למטה עד הרצונות
ש... What does it mean below?
נגברים בכוח.
Down to the desires that truly end at the force of reception.
כן.
These are the corporeal branches.
Yes.
And it can come down to the lowest place, the most coarsest desires.
I don't know, but that's what I understand. For the meantime, as it's written, in every place that my name is mentioned, I shall come and bless you. Meaning, up until the place that there, we can still bless the Creator. Not entirely all the way to the siyum, to the end, but as much as possible.
What does it mean to bless the Creator?
To bless the Creator is called to bring His illumination to vessels that are as low as possible and to adjoin them also to the intention to bestow.
The excerpt we just read is connected in any way to what we read before, the scrutiny of the second degree to the third, or concluding the second degree.
Part of it, yes.
What connection is there between them?
That if we want to bring the upper light below, then to the extent that it, to that extent, it influences the degree we're in and correct.
613 mitzvot, considering the holy names, are private providence for all who approach the reception of the godly abundance. One must experience all these orders without a single exception. Hence the complete ones crave them with their hearts and souls to keep them down to their corporeal branches, as it is written, in every place where I mention my name, I will come to you and bless you. Please.
כן, אביו.
Yes, אביו.
הרב בעל הסולם מזכיר פה את המושג השגחה פרטית.
בעל הסולם explains here the term private providence. What does that mean?
There is general providence, which is on everyone, to bring all of creation to the end of correction, without exception. The wicked, the lazy, doesn't matter who, what part of the souls, because ultimately it all comes from the Creator. And so, surely, of course, everyone must reach the end of correction. The question is, it's not according to what they will understand, rather according to the opportunities they have, that their desires are brought closer to identifying with the Creator.
What is an opportunity? Doesn't the Creator give equal opportunities to everyone?
The Creator doesn't exactly give equal opportunity to everyone, rather different. Each one has different opportunities. And accordingly, and everyone advances.
Different in what? Each one according to the ability, or
according to everything we can only imagine, to ourselves and more.
Seems like seemingly it's unjust in our limited. It seems unfair
that there's no equality. I understand you, but we'll talk about this another time. We can't talk about this now. Of course, if the Creator started the creation, and He is the only one who controls all of creation, so what is it up to the created beings to do here at all? I guess there must be some calculation here. The sentences of the just. Injustice. No, we can't understand these things, and so we talk about it from afar or from the side. There isn't even words to scrutinize these things that ultimately everyone will receive what they need, and nobody will have any objection or complaint on anyone else or the Creator. How is that possible? I don't know. We can look at sentences in the scripts, the sources, just to get into them.
But
we need to understand that all this comes to the full justice. How is that possible? We don't know.
But
we need to continue and give thanks that we are in the complete upper force.
Another small question. How is private providence connected to itkalelut, to incorporation? Is incorporation between part of the souls or all of the souls or
to everyone?
So how does that fit in together?
Nonetheless, everyone is connected and incorporated in one another. There is nobody who is not included of everyone, on one hand. On the other hand, when we receive bestowal from above, and then each one receives according to the root of his soul.
And
thus does actions accordingly. And so until the end of correction, all our work is only to justify the Creator. Then it turns out that each one who receives a worser soul, he has an opportunity, a greater opportunity to justify the Creator. And someone who has become righteous, he has a great problem to justify the Creator, because that's how he was born, right? So there are additional layers here that we need to connect to our calculation.
Yes.
But from what I understand from Rabash, that despite this, we must lower our heads and accept everything as the absolute.
You say the Creator gives a different opportunity to each one, and accordingly everyone advances.
It appears to us as different opportunities. To us it seems like we're at different states. It's all with respect to our sensation.
So also in the 10, I don't need to come and complain or demand anything from any friend, because the Creator organized each one's order of work according to the root of their soul.
No, in the 10, in order to correct the connection between us, we can come and complain to one another in order to awaken them to be in connection in a greater bestowal in the 10.
How can you justify the Creator and also develop some kind of sense of criticism?
They're not related to one another. This that I appreciate and I bless and I raise the other above my head, above me in all matters, that's due to the upper force, and I can't attain right, his righteousness and his straightness and so on. On the other hand, I operate on my part and check from my part to the extent which I can bless the Creator and everything that He is the whole and everything, but not according to my attainment, not according to my sensation, not according to my feeling upon which I am asking for a correction. I want that all my bones shall shake. That I will come to agreement with him in 100% with each one and everyone in my senses.
So how can I expect anything from the friend if I don't even know what the Creator expects from him?
But nonetheless, we need to bestow to one another, and thus we need to work according to our current senses.
What's
the difference between working with each one in the 10?
You
can see how I work differently with each one than working with the 10 as a 10.
With the 10, you can only work out of this, they want to bring them to connection. What more can you demand from the 10? That will connect together, and each one will make the effort to complete the others. And then we need in such an action to complete ourselves with respect to the Creator. Because what is the 10? 10 to connect in their center, their tendency to the Creator. And then I, who have been included in them, am also drawn to that same center.
So
the center of the ten are all of the forms that I can connect each one to the same goal.
Yes.
That's the feeling of each of us of the center of the ten.
Yes.
רב, האם בכל מדרגה מתווספים מצוות לתיקון?
Rav, in every degree, there are commandments of corrections that are added, or does each degree one correct all of the mitzvot to a certain extent?
Yes, because it is 620 degrees, and we must go through all of them one by one, and in each degree we need to intermingle with the ten.
You once gave an example of an embryo that when he's born a baby with all of the organs, but as he grows, all the organs grow, but he's born with all of them. What does it mean to grow in keeping these commandments?
To increase our fulfillment of the mitzvot, of the commandments, it's called that all in all, we want to integrate between us, to connect, together, to assemble, to be capable in our mutual sacrifice towards one another in the ten, to be in our connection in our nearing to the Creator. In the meantime, like this, we will have more works later on, but that will pertain to greater states of correction.
Yes. Thank
you, Rav. There is the general mitzvah of all of the mitzvot, love thy friend as thyself. What are the 613 commandments in relation to this love thy friend as thyself commandment?
The 613 commandments, 612 mitzvot commandments are the general, and love thy friend as thyself is the particular, the individual. We needed this whole body of Adam HaRishon to reach the correction of the shattering. The correction of the shattering is the correction of the connection in the complete manner between each and every part. To each and every detail. So we need to take all the 620 parts that were disconnected,
right?
Disconnected in the shattering of the vessel, and to bring them to connection.
Yeah.
What are the 620 parts?
620, 613, doesn't matter, it's the same thing.
Toda.
Okay, thanks.
Kenoran.
Howard.
Katuv bapiska zoti al hashefa haeloki.
Hashefa. Says in this article about the
hashefa haeloki ze oto
godly abundance. What is the godly abundance?
The spiritual godly abundance is that same part that brings all the broken desires to connection and fulfillment.
Why is it called abundance?
Abundance, much abundance, godly abundance. It's the essence of the Creator
that
fills the will to receive and passes on to the will to receive his essence, which is the one, the unique individual, one single, unique.
That
everyone connected, incorporated in one another, and then attained that there is none else besides him.
תודה רבה רב. רב, אנחנו צריכים בעצם להשלים את כל העשייה.
We need to complete the 10 to the direction of the Creator, to be inclined towards the Creator, like I heard you say. Sometimes we see states in the 10 that someone goes into a passive state, doesn't participate, starts disappearing and being more concealed. Do we need to remain silent and only, or should we do some action towards such friends?
Each and every moment we need to keep the wholeness of the 10, that will all be drawn to the center of the 10, in connection between us, to the extent that the Creator can be revealed in us, and be revealed in the complete whole manner, and that's it. And that's how we'll advance. We're not talking about the final states, where we'll have more what to learn about.
When we see a child playing, then you see they're excited, they want to add their connection, they want to excite everyone around them. And there are some friends in the 10 who are making efforts in this. Is this required from every friend, or does each one do it according to their desire?
Yes and no. There are those that their personality is to truly be in the organization and warming up and working with everyone. And there are those who are more passive. We see it also among human beings, and that's how it is between the souls. We need to make an effort, main thing, to be concentrated on the center of the connection between us and aimed to connection.
Last question. We're making a lot of efforts to focus on the center of connection, a lot of efforts. How can the 10 check itself to see that it is focused on the center of connection? What is the correct examination?
Each and every one must, at each moment, to feel that in him, within him, in his heart, tendency to the society, tendency to the center of the society, a concern, a worry that they won't spread out. Nothing more to add here so much. All the rest pertains to